You're listening to SBS News.
Hannah Pilcher loves her early childhood teaching job in New Zealand's capital, Wellington. She says the magic moments of children learning new things bring her joy and pride. And yet she feels undervalued. With a low wage and rising prices, it's been hard to make ends meet.
I don't know that necessarily this role is something that I can continue for the rest of my life, at least not unless there were going to be pay increases. Which is sad. Just all of the kind of essential items that you need to live are incredibly expensive. When the pay is not keeping up with the cost of living, I don't know how I'm going to be able to continue to work in this field and survive.
Inflation in New Zealand is the highest it's been in 30 years, partly because of the increase in the price of petrol. And while the New Zealand government has tried to introduce some short-term measures like subsidising fuel prices and cutting the cost of public transport in half, there's not much they can do about food. Take fruit and vegetables, for example. They've risen 18% in the past year. It's bad news for Ms. Pilcher, who's a vegan.
It's insane to see how much it's gone up. For things as simple as an eggplant used to be, you know, maybe $2.99, and now you could pay like up to $7 for it. You know, cauliflowers, broccoli, these really basic vegetables that should be, you know, accessible to people are no longer the case.
Wellington has been ranked one of the world's least affordable cities for buying a house. The picture's also grim for renters, with a rise of 12% in the past year. To keep costs down, Hannah Pilcher shares a house with others. They say with the current prices, none of them could ever think about owning a home. Hannah and her friends know they're far from the worst off in New Zealand, but even for a group of university-educated young women, the future feels bleak. At least three of this small group are thinking about leaving New Zealand. Every year, tens of thousands of New Zealanders move abroad, and many choose Australia. Here, with a so-called special category visa, they have the right to live and to work, although they're barred from some welfare benefits. And lately, the rising cost of living in New Zealand has been a major push. Take Chris Dye and his family, who decided to move to Brisbane a few months ago. Mr. Dye is a builder. Despite owning their home and both earning fairly good salaries back in Wellington, he and his wife were still struggling.
We had four kids, so it was expensive. We had to stop purchasing fresh fruit and veggies. We've noticed Australians say, you know, well, the cost of living is going up, and we're looking at it, and we're like, that was the cost 5 years ago for us.
And for his wife, Harmony, the move has been an emotional wrench.
You can't make a living in New Zealand. There is no living. You just go backwards. Yeah, New Zealand is home. You don't get a choice. If you want to live, you have to move. Or New Zealand has to change.
Back in New Zealand, Hannah Pilcher says she would consider moving overseas, but what she really wants is to put down roots and settle in her home country. But with the current financial situation, she just can't see how this will happen.
Yes, I do see a future, but whether or not I can make that a reality and continue to work in the field that I am, I don't know.
That story by the BBC's Shaima Khalil. For SBS, I'm Alan Lee.